in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's take a call. Cape, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of, not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Thank you.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are. God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop, Don, the rock.
Woo! Stop, Don, the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop, Don, the rock.
Stop, Don, the rock. Can't stop, the rock.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people!
Fantastical!
Phone number 877-365-3636.
All right.
Today's
the instrument of choice was this, a big pan.
And really, there was really no feeling on your part due to the fact that you've been dealt with so many times.
I autographed you.
I said to him, when's it going in?
Yeah, but wait about that lead poisoning or ink poisoning you're going to get. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very painful.
Sodomized me again before the show.
Very evil.
Just so I would introduce him, mm-hmm. Buzz Girdley.
It works. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
And hi, everybody.
Hi.
And welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
And hi, Rosie.
It's a viral infection.
You've had some throat issues, and you got treatment for a viral infection in your throat.
That's what it is. It's allergies. It's a viral infection.
Do you like it how sensitive I was to your plight when I was out there outside in Cancer Corner and we were talking for a moment?
I was not smoking.
You were not smoking. No, you can't do that with your current condition.
No.
I said I was very sensitive about Don's condition. I said, can you work?
Yeah, well, of course. I'm here. I'm queer. I'm doing the show.
Very good.
Bear with me.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take some time.
I had to get a bunch of shots today. Uh-huh.
Where did you get the shots? Did they put them in the buttocks?
No.
I did.
One right up here in my shoulder.
Very good.
And, yes, I did get one in my ass.
Yeah, good, good.
Got a shot in my ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Hard finding the vein, though.
This is the... Actually, we have tape of the doctor trying to find the vein and
poking and poking and prodding.
Not a lot of veins in the ass.
That's so anyway, that's the story with the voice, and
well, get well.
Deal with it. Of course, I feel great, and
it's a beautiful day.
Doc says, couple days, be back to normal.
Very good.
It is my anniversary today.
Happy anniversary!
Congratulations!
No.
Well, I want to sing.
We certainly have sang that song a lot over the last couple of days.
Probably made one of the biggest deals over your anniversary that we've ever made on the show, and that's why I was singing to
them. I'm lowballing it now.
Mm-hmm. Happy, 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 happy.
Because today's the actual day.
Yes.
And I do want to tell you what I got her, though.
Okay.
And I'm sure she's not listening now.
Why do you think?
Because I know where she is.
Okay.
And I know where she is. She cannot hear the show.
What did you get her?
I got her an urn. I got her an urn.
Ashes in it?
No, but on the front of it says, my late beloved husband.
Oh, my God.
So I thought...
Someday you'll be in there?
Yeah.
Right. That's good.
I thought, what can I get her? She said, I don't have to get her anything.
Right.
Because of the 100 points that I built up over the weekend.
So that's okay that you worked that all out yesterday with the getting the points back?
No. I'm just back to zero.
You're back to zero, so
my beloved husband. I'm back to zero.
Did you actually go to a funeral parlor to find those?
I found it at a store.
Uh-huh.
I found it at a store where they sell...
used things?
Walmart?
No. It's a store that sells... all kinds of
ceramics,
high-end china,
very good,
and stuff like that. And I was just looking
not
around.
China, Rob,
what? Not Chinese people. Oh. You know, like dinner plates and stuff.
Right. That high pressure system comes in, and Rob just Rob's all Rob today.
And I'm killing time looking around.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see in the back of the store behind the counter urns, actual urns.
Right.
And I said, can I take a look at one of those?
There you go.
And right on the front, already inscribed, my beloved husband.
You going to put anything in the urn? Are you going to put anything like,
cigar ashes?
Cigar ashes?
No.
Candy or cookies?
I was going to put... I got her a trinket. I got her a bauble.
A bauble.
But as it turns out,
something shiny.
The bauble... They wrapped it up and put it in a box.
Right.
And the box is too big for the urn.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to give her the urn and just see how she reacts to that. And then I'll decide if I'm going to give her the bauble or save the bauble for another holiday.
Wow, okay. Well, I think she'll probably get a kick out of it. Or she'll look at it and say, what's this about?
Yeah, or...
She's very literal then.
Or she'll say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earn your urn.
You're a good earner.
Dishwasher safe?
What?
Is it dishwasher safe?
I don't know. Is it
gold inlaid or is it like silk screened?
It is pewter.
It off.
You feel it's thicker.
It is
thicker.
It's pewter.
Right.
Oh, that's nice. And on the front.
It's engraved?
It's engraved.
Oh, it's my beloved husband.
My beloved husband.
It's a love line. You gave me life. You gave me milk.
You gave me death.
You remember that with the Meet the Parents when he's reading it?
Yes.
And his mom's up on the mantle.
That's very similar. It almost looks like a martini shaker.
Right. Very cool.
It's about that size.
You know, there's all that controversy now with ashes that if you get cremated, they're saying that there's sometimes about a 50% chance that that's not really mom or dad.
Right. It's like wood chipping.
Somebody goes into the fireplace. Meanwhile, they throw you into the swamp.
It's like the inside of a hot dog, really, what you get. So I'm in the store, and I'm saying to the woman, I'll take that one.
Right.
And she gives me the big puppy dog eyes, like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I played along at first.
Sure.
I said, yeah, it's very nice. She said, well, I'm so sorry. I bet you want this wrapped. Let me find the right paper. She goes back, and this is where I lost it, because she pulled out like a plain gray, very distinguished wrapping.
Funereal.
And I said, no. I want balloons.
Right.
Clowns.
Sure, something very happy.
Flowers. And she just looked at me kind of, you know when your dog looks at you?
Right.
And your dog just moves its head?
Mm-hmm.
She looked like that, and I said, you see, I'm buying it for me.
Ah.
And she said, are you dying?
Did you say that?
Yeah. I said, no, I'm not dying.
Right.
But it's my 21st anniversary tomorrow.
Very cool.
And it's the gift I'm giving to my wife.
Happy anniversary.
And again, she just kind of just looked at me, and I said, it's a gag.
Ah.
It's a gag.
Right.
It's funny.
It's a gag. She probably offended at
that. She did not seem...
That's not funny, sir.
She didn't seem to see the...
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
The humor in it.
And yet she rang it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, she rang it up. And
do you think that after she opens it, if she does like it, is it small enough where you could, like, drink a beverage out of it? Where you could take it to parties and
sure.
Walk around with, like, a martini in it?
Sure.
And just drink out of it? That would be big fun for everybody.
Or I could use it as an ashtray.
Sure.
I mean, it is... It's about Yotal.
Yes.
It's about...
This is an ashtray.
Of course.
It's about 8 inches tall.
Able to handle ashes.
It's got a nice little top on it.
Mm-hmm.
And very beautifully inscribed, you know. And for God's sakes, when I do die...
Is there room below?
If I'm cremated, please, Frida, don't go to the store and buy a pre-made...
Right.
To my beloved husband.
Do you want to be cremated when that time comes, or have you given it any serious thought?
I want my head to be frozen.
Very good.
A la Ted.
I will take that, and remember that you said that, and I will fight the family when they go against your wishes.
Fight them. I want my head on a stick. I want to be frozen. But for God's sakes...
John Henry Geronimo.
How unthinking could somebody be that if, God forbid... You lose a wife, you lose a husband,
right?
You lose a parent, you go into a store,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even get something that has their name on it.
My beloved husband.
You just say...
No room for, like, a personalization on the bottom.
No.
That sucks.
No. These were pre-made.
Right.
And convenience.
And she said primarily they're for last-minute deals.
Yeah. People in a hurry.
Yeah. You know, last minute, my husband died. Oh, Christ, I forgot the urn.
Yeah, we can't put it in the Ziploc bag.
Last-minute deaths or last-minute anniversary gifts.
There you go. Yeah.
It's the bill.
Of course.
But I'll let you know how it plays out.
She'll be charmed, I'm sure.
Please do.
I'm sure she'll like it.
How could she be anything but charmed?
I don't know. I want to tell you something about September 11th also, that... We've had discussions on the show about what we'll do on September 11th, what we might do, what we might not do. There is a disturbing trend already that I'm seeing that is now seeping over into radio.
Yes.
It started with TV, where the Today Show is announced they're going to be on for 6 hours. The Girly Show is going to be on for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Good Morning America is on for 6 hours. It's going to be a 4-hour special in prime time.
You're already hearing airlines that are making noise about not charging people to fly on September. You know, all sorts of weird stuff.
Well, and now it's trickled down to radio.
Of course.
To local Washington station, Z104,
mm-hmm.
they've announced that they will be commercial-free on September 11th.
What jive is that?
That, to me, is an insult. If I had lost someone
mm-hmm.
in the Pentagon on September 11th, I would go to the front door of Z104, and I would take a dump mm-hmm. on the welcome mat
yeah.
to say, this is how
you are
recognizing mm-hmm. a tragedy. You're just not going to play commercials.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's like, what's the point? It sounds like they're doing something to do something.
How does that
help?
Really,
yeah, how does that help? What is that all about?
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? You're going to hear Blink 182 five more times
that's right.
in the day. You're
going to
hear Sheryl Crow's record
mm-hmm.
four more times in a given day.
I don't get it.
I don't know. And it's not only them. It's also WTOP, the news station.
Yes.
And the classical station.
Right.
All owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
They've all announced that they will be commercial-free on September 11th.
Well, it's funny you brought that up because they've asked me to make an announcement. Management has that on the anniversary of that date, we here at WJFK, just in Washington, I don't know about the rest of our affiliates. I hope they hop on board. We are going to be playing twice the number of commercials
right.
than is normally played. That's what we will be
as
doing.
A tribute.
Which really, if you consider this show, Don and I will have the day off. So, and that is that's our way of saying, you can spin anything anyway. That's for saying commerce lives in America.
That's right.
There you go.
We are so happy.
Our tribute to the Twin Towers and all the financial stuff that they stood for.
Right.
We are playing all commercials.
You know, it sounds perverse, but if you really analyze it in depth, you realize that by supporting radio stations and commerce and buying advertising and hiring people, that's really what we all wanted our businesses to do, is get back to normal and, you know, continue to live life and fuel our economy and do all that.
Right.
I mean, I know you'd never do double the commercials. Right now, there's somebody probably in the CBS home office going,
that is brilliant. One of the many dot-commers
right.
running this company. Jesus Christ. Do you believe that?
Wow.
And also on September 11th, all of the board operators
mm-hmm.
that run our show across the country,
mm-hmm.
whenever they screw up
right.
and there's dead air,
yeah.
no pun intended, they're going to be able to cover it by saying it was a moment of silence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So mistakes will be covered all over the chain.
Great.
It'll be truly incredible.
Anyway, I find that highly offensive.
Yeah.
The thought that the station Z104
mm-hmm.
is promoting the fact
right.
that as a tribute magma, as a tribute.
As a tribute to the tragedy.
No commercials. How about this? As a tribute, sign off for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Just turn your station off for one day. I don't think it would be a big outcry.
I'd like to tell everybody that I know the TV stations are doing this, and I know we can't expect them to do anything less, but I'm really already finding it difficult to handle the replays of the news, the replays of the sound effects. You know, there were so many different media outlets that released pictures, and it's just starting to bother me. And because it's almost as though they're doing the advanced Christmas sale,
yeah.
now, where they're
yeah.
already starting to warm us all up to, and they're making this big media day. Obviously, we can't come in here on September 11th and not this tragedy in modern history, but it already sounds to me like these media outlets are hyping it,
gearing up for
and
30 or 4 more shopping days.
You know, you'd probably be.
I got it right here. The press release. Bonneville's More Music 104, Z104, has announced it will run no advertising on the first anniversary of the terror of 9/11. Quote, the events of 9/11 marked that day as the worst tragedy of our generation. We believe 9/11 will forever be a national day of mourning, says General Manager Mark O'Brien.
You know, it should be a national day of mourning. I agree with that. And that is, but I mean, having a radio station not play commercials.
Jesus.
I don't understand that.
What is the point?
Did you see CNN last night after the frog?
No.
Their big thing is, and again, you get the real, they're capitalizing on it now. They had an FBI wiretap that a guy was trying to get a tax evader to make an admission.
Inside the Trade Center, right?
And they ran the whole tape. It was horrifying.
Right.
I mean, it really was.
The whole thing is just, who knows even how to deal with this? I mean, my God, it seems like it was an hour ago to me. It's really not.
Very sad day. September 11th. Let's pause. Let's reflect on the lives lost, everything that America means. And remember, no commercials on Z104.
Dancing down the street.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't sound normal.
There's no way to spin that.
No. No.
There's no way.
There's a new boy that you meet.
Really?
I mean, that no commercials. You know what it is? More than anything else, it's a cop-out. I mean, come up with something a little more clever.
Jesus. This is Mark O'Brien, general manager of Z104. September 11th is a day that will live in infamy. 12th caller right now gets grief counseling. And we are commercial-free at Z104.
I don't mind coming here.
Very strange.
Sucks. Sucks ass.
I don't even have a sense yet, and I don't think I will. I don't think you will until we get closer to it, how people are going to feel. I really feel as though there may, by that date, with all the media hype, there may be a backlash to it.
You know,
yeah. People might really say, hey, we want to really, you know, celebrate the fact that life goes on and all that good stuff. And
I mean, no disrespect.
No, of course not.
I would love it to be a normal day where people take a moment out and reflect and think, boy, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Do you agree? I think
let's move on.
You had said it early on. I mean, I think we got to just see what people want to do. That's we've always done. Whenever we've done a show that where something horrible has happened, and we've done many of them, where you know we've been on the air when there's been a major tragedy in the United States, we kind of go with what people want us to do on that particular day, and I think this is probably no exception.
But I can't imagine that people will want to simply call in and relive.
Yeah, because when we did the what did we do, a week of shows where that's all we did, and that's all we could do. We couldn't do it any differently, and people that were listening wanted to vent, and they wanted to, and I don't know how people are going to feel at that point.
Hello, Don on my show. Hello,
Don Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I think that on September 11th, they should actually play the black box stuff because they don't let the families hear. I think everybody deserves to hear what was going on in the airplane.
Why would you want to hear that?
I think people want to know what was going through their minds.
Well, you know, the black box would basically be classified due to the fact that they got information out of the black. I think those are all classified.
Rob, to answer your question, who would be watching, you know, the replays and want to hear that stuff? Here's a guy right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and also, I'll be honest with you, I heard it on the radio when they had that tape that Rob was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I kind of go, I wince, and then I listen.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but it is the truth. Everyone has within us, you have that. It's why we slow down at an auto wreck. You have that morbid curiosity.
But can't we rise above that?
I think we should make an effort.
September 11th.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't be saying, I wouldn't be angry if they had something like that and they chose not to release it. When it's there and it's, you know, and it comes across the airwaves, you stop like everybody else probably does. But I don't see any real need for it. What real good does it do?
None.
What, other than morbid curiosity.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man. How about people like me with birthdays on September 11th? And, man, I don't know if I should party or not on my birthday.
Go ahead and party.
Yes, you should.
Go ahead and party.
Absolutely.
I mean, life does go on. And if that, you know, we were all talking about that back on September 11th.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How do you know these guys, these radio stations, aren't really pulling the advertising stunt of a lifetime, saying, hey, this commercial-free hour is brought to you by Toyota, the fine people that brought you Pearl Harbor.
You got robbed with that one.
Yeah, you love that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, the whole no commercial bit, that's actually pretty good. Because you make my day all the much better. I'm in the Army National Guard in Jersey. And I was up there in New York. And I don't want to say or reflect of what happened, what I saw.
You can't drop the S-bomb.
So are you saying, what's your point?
My point is, you used to make fun of this no commercial bit, but it's actually a good thing because it makes people not think about what happened that day.
If you're looking at it from that angle, I'm going to say you might have a valid.
But I'm telling you, that's not how this station is coming at it.
That's not what they're doing. I mean, the fact that they would play commercials if they kept their regular programming and the commercials were part of it, but they're not going to make you forget. They're going to get on there and say, in deference to the tragedy.
And we know that because they've already put out
they're already
a
doing
press release
right.
announcing that they're going to be doing it.
I'm more and more inclined to go in and do a funny show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to these every day. I drive a truck. And you make my day all the much better every day.
Well, thank you very much. Z104. Sad day. A day that will live in infamy. But remember, on September 11th, the station that played no commercials was C-104.
Can't come at it from any angle without making it self-serving, right?
You know, when I think about it,
God damn.
I'm so torn as far as what we would do on that day. I think people are going to want to talk about it. The more I think about it, more people. But you won't know. I mean, if there is a backlash and people don't want it.
I think we should try to keep it lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do a regular show.
Yeah, I think we're going to, we have to make that. I mean, no matter what, we have to do that.
Yes.
You know, but it's the hype machine is already, you know, here it is, well over a month before the anniversary, and people are already starting their spin machines.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike, you're a big F liar.
How so?
You said you've been on for several national tragedies. You ain't been on any other national tragedies.
Yeah, how about
the space shuttle count for you, sir?
Explosion.
Okay, name another one.
Your call?
The call right now.
Oh, there you go, lying again.
Well, what do you mean? Well, I said we've been on for a couple. I mean, I specifically, two. Those are the two big ones. The
Gulf War?
That was no tragedy right there. One and
well, I mean, war. You know, if you want to call, you know, everybody going to war. What's that?
The Gulf War was no momentous tragedy.
Why does this issue,
why is this an issue with you?
I don't know.
Exactly. Thanks for calling.
Hey, hangs up.
F you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
F you, you F and F.
Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
I just want to say for September 11th, you know, I'd like to go on with my life, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I just like your show, and then it helps me get by, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I was just talking to Joel a little while ago, and he said you guys were up in New York, and you were on the air for that and everything, and I was, you know, I just started listening to you guys, actually, when Joel was trick-or-treating for beer. That was the first time I ever listened to you guys, and I fell in love with you right away.
that was one I remember fondly.
Yeah. Me too. But I just wanted to commend you guys for, you know, staying on the air and, you know, helping people through it, because a couple other DJs that are in the morning just passed out and just went off the air right away. I didn't think that was cool.
All right. Well, that's like if there's a fire in the building,
right,
you know.
Right.
Hey, good morning. Kramer and Twitch. Oh, my God, the fire alarm is off. Goodbye.
Oh, man. You know what? It's funny when now we're talking about it. I'm starting to remember. Remember that fire alarm being on in our building?
Yeah.
All day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. People said to me, you know, when you were up there and you were doing the show, and me, Mr. Media, Mr. TV is on. I was sitting there eating my eggs when somebody grabbed me, and then we walked upstairs. When I walked into the building, what were we? We were on, like, what, 30 minutes later?
Yeah.
We walked into the studio and everything happened. People said, well, how did you feel doing that? I felt one way. I was scared S-less.
Yeah.
Just pure and simple, just a pucker factor for about 5 hours.
If we do anything, really we do anything, we'll do the show for the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pentagon has contacted us, and if we can do that...
If we do the show for the Pentagon, you will hear a different show.
Sure,
because,
right.
You know, we will be commemorating that, and, you know, it will be kind of a memorial show. And then if they want us to be down there, and they've asked us to do it, and if they want us to do it, we'll
We'd
do
be
it.
Glad to. All right, on to Mike's show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, first of all, that guy who called before who did that whole thing, Mike, you're full of crap, this isn't a top this.
I mean, that guy needs to grow up and get a hobby. Okay.
I think he was a pure ball buster. I don't think he was sincere, so don't worry about it.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, quick thing for you, comment. I'll make a comment and then hang up and wait for my answer.
Oh, God, I hate it when people say that. You know that.
Hey, no, the reason why they're not going to introduce those black boxes yet is because it's considered criminal evidence, right, and they may have to use it if it ever goes to court.
Thank you, Ozzy Obvious. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the air. Turn your radio down.
I want to talk about the commercials not being on the air.
Yes.
That's the stupidest thing that they could ever do, because the president comes on the TV and he talks about going out and
living life and supporting
living
business.
Your life. Now, how is the radio station supposed to make any money if they're not producing the commercials?
How are you going to make any money if you're not out there cutting my lawn? Get to it.
Chop.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I think they should just, instead of not having the ads, they should just take the revenue from what they would have gotten that day to use for something more beneficial.
Now, that's very embarrassing then if they say, here at Z104, we've decided against the commercial-free policy. We are donating all revenues from today's broadcast commercials to the 9/11 Fund. We will be presenting a check for $800.
Yeah. They tip their hand there.
What's up when you don't have you don't have a lot of money coming in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Don, about how your voice is doing. It sounded bad, but before I went to that, I wanted to say that one pompous ass who was questioning Mike about the tragedies y'all been through. Anybody who lost somebody during the Gulf War, that was definitely a tragedy.
Well, he was a dumbass. Don't worry about what he had to say. He was a dumbass, and we have done.
Already covered it. It's a viral infection.
You know, you stay on the air for almost 20 years. You do broadcast on a variety of different days with a variety of different things happening. The two that come to mind, of course, nothing will ever pass September 11th, but the space shuttle was a day where people were pretty banged up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank
and
you,
the Gulf
friend.
War, and then we. The thing though, I remember a positive about the Gulf War is when we had that big keg party.
Goddamn!
When the guys came back, and we had all those guys in those desert fatigues in the backyard.
That strippers. Booze.
That was awesome.
Hello,
that
Donna.
That was
Mike.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi guys, this is Cinnamon. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. I wanted to tell you that I think on September 11th that you guys should just do what you did when it happened and just let people call and invent if they want to, because you're like an open forum for that. And I think that the American people really still, like only a year later, they still need to get some things off their chest. And you guys were really one of the only radio stations that let people call in and vent about it. You know, we're angry, we're upset about it, and I think that people still want to talk about it.
Well, I don't, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you got to, you know, a lot of people feel
thank
like
you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Cool. Hey, what you should do is, maybe cut out commercials the last hour and let my friend Buzz there do the news a little longer.
That's a good idea every day.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Buzz likes that.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Okay.
If you play the commercials, the terrorists win.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I think you're absolutely right. Keep it real. Thanks for keeping it real. That's all I wanted to say.
Keeping it real in the field.
Keep it real.
There's your rule.
Maybe you could have a party out in the parking lot. We can all kind of bond together a little bit.
A party would give our enemies a wonderful weapon against us.
Hello, Don.
Imagine
Mike.
If we did that, if we said, hey, we're going to go the opposite way, and we're just going to get loaded.
Right on!
Now, really, in theory, not a bad idea.
Yeah, but in practicality,
celebrate America. They'd have the Bob Levies of the world.
My God,
would write column after column how
insensitive, how un-American and unsensitive we are.
Here's how you get around that: you hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, do you think they're going to invade Iraq on September 11th?
No, we're doing it in November.
Yeah, now after the election.
Don't you read the papers?
Didn't you see the picture of the planes getting ready in their secret location?
No, I haven't got my fax copy of the plans yet.
Yeah. Hello, yeah, Don and Mike Show.
You will.
Hello.
Hey, not to harp on the whole no tragedy while broadcasting thing, but Columbine High School, hello. Yeah. Oklahoma City, weren't you guys on there both days?
Yep.
Yep, correct.
I mean, there
thank
it is.
You, my friend. Right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
And don't forget all those days Liddy was broadcasting here.
Yeah.
Every one of those days was a tragedy. Oh, we came to work every day.
We did. We did. And we counted the days.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if you were broadcasting during the biggest tragedy of it all, 86 World Series.
Yeah, I was.
You were there.
I was there, baby.
Mike was there in the stadium.
I wasn't there for Game 6, but I was there for Game 7 when they finally lost.
Mm.
That was a Sunday night, right? Game 6.
Yeah.
It was Sunday night, and then we were up in New York that following Monday, and it was very, very sad. Were we on the air that Monday, technically? We were on the air the Tuesday afterwards.
Yeah, I think we took the Monday off.
I think I was just all banged up.
Yeah.
I still am.
Reminds me of the last time I think that we were on the air. 94.5 KSMB. It's Don and Mike Show. It's a tragic day. Mike, I know you'll agree with me.
I do, Don, even though I don't know what you're going to say.
That's why we're not playing any commercials today. A National Day of Mourning for tonight on NBC. The last Cosby Show.
We were on the air for that.
We sure were.
We're on the air for a lot of those last shows.
We were.
The last Cheers.
Cheers.
That's the only one I can think of. Should be Frasier, but they're still on the air.
Should be. Should be ER.
Seinfeld.
Should be. No, we were on the air for that one.
Yes, we were on the air for that one.
The final Seinfeld.
My two dads.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My two dads.
Austin Cohen.
Hey. Hello.
It's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
How's it going? I wanted to talk about the memorial parks that they're trying to build for the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you guys think about that?
It's an excellent idea.
I think they should rebuild the whole building and put all their names all the way up it. I mean, isn't that the true American spirit?
Well, what about a compromise where you rebuild the Twin Towers and you also have a memorial right there?
Yeah, but I want something maybe 10 times bigger or something where you just say, the flags are still there, you know?
You know, I've thought about that a lot. You hear so much talk about that. I think they do. I think you build a you know, not necessarily bigger, maybe one story bigger, but you build something that really does.
Like
it's so impressive.
When all the smoke cleared away and you look.
A big giant hand.
Yeah.
Give it a finger.
Heading off towards the Middle East. Perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
September 11th was bad, and so was Pearl Harbor, but I know Robert will agree. The OJ verdict has to rank up there with one of the times you were on the air.
We were on for that. We were on for the OJ verdict.
That was a tragedy.
We were on, I think we were on for the OJ verdict.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
You guys should just play speed waxing. Can't touch this all day long.
You know what? It's not the same, though, if you don't see him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Got the perfect answer for JFK.
What?
Do your show commercial-free, then 4 hours of commercial, and then the junkies. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi. That was a good idea.
You're listening to controlled laughter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Turn down your radio.
JFK.
Turn down your radio.
There you go. Now you can talk.
Hello.
What can we do?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Turn down the phone.
No, unacceptable. You don't put us through all of this.
Don't yell.
I'm not yelling. You don't put us through all of this.
Right, all that instruction on how to do it
and then
go away.
And just sit in silence.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, yoo-hoo! No. Yoo-hoo!
Get him, Don.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. Mm. If you know the number, dial it direct.
The number you are trying to call belongs to a dumbass.
Bastard.
Dumbasses cannot be reached with caller ID.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, I suggest for September 11th you buy a calendar from the G-Man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, yeah, right on.
Right on.
Right on. Hello, Donna Mike. Jesus, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, what's going on?
Donna Mike Show, hello.
Hey, guys, I wanted to correct Mike about the 86 World Series. The Sunday night Game 7 was actually rained out and played Monday against the Redskins-Giants game.
Okay, so the Game 6, the tragedy game, was a Saturday night.
Right.
And it was the Monday night game
that's right, and
that you and I were at.
Yeah, so and that's right, because I was going to watch that, and then there was the big...
Giants-Redskins game.
Yeah, the Giants-Redskins game. Remember, we had the choice, and we ended up, we wanted to go to the seventh game of the World Series.
And wasn't the true tragedy that night that you met Dennis Murphy?
That's right.
Dennis Murphy, we met on that trip up there.
Room 915.
That was when we were working for, I believe, MS Broadcasting.
Right.
And I knew really about the third inning of the seventh game of the World Series that the Red Sox were going to lose. So I began drinking in earnest. I drank with a mission. And we ended up in the corporate box for MS Broadcasting. And that's where the flagship station for the Mets was. And Rusty Staub was sitting in there. And I remember walking into that owner's box and just going,
"You're very drunk,
Rusty Staub," and then getting the president of our radio company to talk to my father on the phone.
"Dad,
you want to talk to the hello, Mr. Romero.
Hello.
You sound very talented."
At any time did you switch from cheerful to cranky when you were in the
phone? Oh, you know, I was actually more just pathetic.
Oh.
It was really not cranky or anything. I was pathetic, and I was wearing my Red Sox cap and just getting abuse hurled at me at Shea Stadium and walking around just going, "I don't give a goddamn."
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
All right.
The perfect answer for September 11th.
Yeah.
Strip trivia with September 11th questions.
Oh, no, that's awful.
What kind of show do you think this is?
Well, I am caller 100 work.
You know, I did think nudity for a second, though, but that'd be just like having a party.
Nice Twin Towers.
You know,
patriotic.
I'm just gonna do a disjunct. I can't even do it. That's
come on.
That's not funny.
Not for now.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
If you don't, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, you guys, September 11th, just do what you do best. Make me laugh.
All
have
right,
a good day, guys.
All right, see you later. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I got an answer for September 11th.
Yeah.
I say we go drop a couple more bombs on Afghanistan and finish what we friggin' started.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, what the hell are you going to be bombing over there?
Who cares?
Rocks.
Who cares?
Turn the fan into glass.
Donna Mike.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Okay.
I think the first hour should be a tribute stuff, and the last hour should be rocking 80s music that you intro with.
Okay, all right.
Well, the ideas are coming in fast and furious.
Enough. I simply wanted to point out.
Right.
I think it's bad.
Yeah.
That Z104 is announcing they're not going to play commercials. Yeah. That's all.
In the first week of August.
That's all. Okay.
And a BS.
Now, the celebrity burp number 5.
How much is it down to? $500?
It's down to $500.
Are you going
to
give a clue?
I do have a clue for you.
Well, it's about time. Well, you've given clues inadvertently. I know you said fat with long hair.
Here is your clue. As you animal style recklessly to 877-365-3636. Long time Don and Mike Show friend. Now, I could mean that seriously. Or I could mean that sarcastically.
Mm-hmm.
Long time Don and Mike Show friend.
I still don't have a guess, but Mike does.
It's not Eddie Money.
Hey, careful now.
And Rob has a clue as well. The burper does not really have long hair. It's luxurious hair. Be the 100th caller right now.
You know, Rob, let me make it real clear to our listeners.
And you get a chance to win $500.
Rob gives clues designed to confuse.
No.
And that rhymes. Rob, here's my poem for the day.
I like it.
I don't care whether you agree with me or not, boys. Since I don't know the answer, I'm sticking by my theory. Rob gives clues meant to confuse.
The truth will bear me out.
No, he's right.
Luxurious hair.
So right as rain. Gospel truth.
I could not think of a head of more luxurious hair in the world.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, your eyes are telling me it's true. Your eyes are telling me it's gospel truth.
Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
Answer burning.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic.
about a dragon.
Huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, so bear with me. There's a hand calling 100.
All right.
I want to share with you something on the show that happens every once in a while. Today's Joe Ardinger moment.
We have a Joe Ardinger moment.
Joe!
He has no mule ears.
Come on in,
he
Joe.
He has no ear tail.
Come on, Joe.
He has no cat feet. He has no mule ears.
Hello.
No,
moments ago, Joe and I were having a conversation during the commercials.
That's always dangerous.
And now, today is Joe Ardinger moment.
Well, Don, it occurred to me yesterday when Charlie Broyhill was talking about the Japanese police pulling people off the streets and testing them for marijuana usage.
Yes.
Well, it occurred to me that the Japanese people, what with their facial features and their eyes, might keep the police fairly busy in that occupation.
And why would that be, Joe?
Because they have squinty eyes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Joe Ardinger moment.
That's today's Joe Ardinger moment.
Pete has no cat feet. He has no mule ears.
That is a mind
has
that
no
needs study.
Tail.
And I don't mean Joe needs to study. I mean, science should take
a beautiful mind.
Take apart that brain when he goes.
Just a thin slice?
Yeah.
Take a peek at it?
And put it under a microscope and see what the hell is going on.
Look for the section labeled squinty eye.
I'm going to share those moments with you now.
Yes, Joe thoughts. Deep thoughts.
Whenever Joe comes in, because he comes in 3 or 4 times a week.
Uh-huh. And he's got something relevant to say.
Just something he wants to address to me.
And it's usually off-the-wall thoughts like you just heard.
Yeah. Lots of times is ideas for bits.
Right.
Thoughts about callers.
Absolutely.
So that's today's Joe moment.
Thank you, Joe.
And now call 100. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, am I the 100th caller?
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
My name's Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
I'm from Ocean City, Maryland.
Beautiful. Eric, you have won the Blockbuster prize pack. That means you get the DVD copy of Lord of the Rings and also the 10-week rental card from Blockbuster.
Congratulations.
Cool.
All right, now, you're playing for $500. Celebrity Burper number 5.
I'm totally confused now by the Celebrity Burper. I have no idea.
Longtime friend of the Don and Mike Show.
And not necessarily long hair, but luxurious hair.
Yeah. Luxurious. $500 is yours. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
Ah, love that.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Now remember, longtime friend of the show, long, luxurious hair.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah! Oh, yes. Who is it?
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley.
Foley. He is a longtime friend of the show.
Yes, he is.
He has...
Mankind.
Luxurious hair.
Yes. Whatever his other alias was.
Oh, we're sorry.
No.
That's a great guess. I'm sorry. But don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
For you. Okay, we have news about the Las Vegas-style show in Philly.
Yes.
That we'll be giving you as soon as Lisa... excuse me.
Yes, that's all right.
Brings me the car.
Very good.
Card.
What, Buzz?
It's a viral infection, I said. Which
yes,
is explaining.
We're making mention when,
thank you,
when we need to.
Right. Anyway, there's a slight change in plans.
Yeah, we are going to make a minor adjustment, and this is going to be good for Philadelphia and good for Washington.
Yes, good for everybody.
Oh, good.
Slight change in plans. We're still going to be in Philadelphia next Friday.
Which is August 16th.
Yes.
August 16th.
You get a Las Vegas style show in Philly August 16th. Am I saying too much? All right.
Do we have to wait?
I've said too much already.
You said too much.
The thing at Atlantic City has to be pushed back because of scheduling.
And planning.
Yeah.
And that type of thing.
And because the Donald is involved.
Ah, very exciting.
All right. So I'll let you know about that as soon as I can. Also,
I know this is probably on many people's mind when you say that. What happens to Elvis' death day 25?
Rob?
Yes, Don?
Elvis' death day will be celebrated a day early.
You don't celebrate it, Don. You observe it.
You observe it, and that day will be serious.
That's next Thursday.
That's right.
And, of course, Elvis keeps on giving, so if you're an Elvis fan, you'll hear all those wonderful Elvis stories that we love telling.
Shut up, you. And, the NFL Fantasy Draft.
Yes. Now, when are we going to do that?
I'm thinking next Wednesday.
I can prepare.
As I'm planning out next week's shows.
Rob, you have John Cakes Auville's phone number.
I think if you have your Fantasy Draft on Wednesday, Elvis' Death Day show Thursday.
Yes.
Live from Philly Friday with a normal show.
Right.
And then the Las Vegas-style show Friday night in Philly.
At a location to be named later.
To be announced. To be announced with the promise that we will be in Atlantic City within 30 days.
Yes, we're dialing it in. We're getting it all worked out. It's a dream of ours. It's what we want to do.
We're a little premature when we announce.
Well, that's nothing new.
When we announce.
Nothing new at all.
That we'd be in Atlantic City on the 16th, because it turns out the place we were going to be, they got somebody else on the 16th.
Let's tell the truth. We can't move Paul Anka out of a room.
Yeah, I mean, it is somebody like that.
We can't do that.
It is somebody like that.
We can't move Pat Cooper.
But the good people of Philadelphia deserve a Las Vegas-style show. You'll get it next Friday.
If you're going to go to Atlantic City, you cannot replace Kip Adada.
No. And now I'm getting an instant message, or as Mike would say,
an email.
Stop talking about it. Until we get more info. Need the info.
We need the info. Got to find out. We'll stop talking about it. Get working on it faster, faster, faster.
Get the info.
Need to know the info. We want to have a red hot show surrounded by red hot magma.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was wondering where I can get shirts for Don and Mike. I mean, do you guys have a website or anything? My girlfriend's has an upcoming TV show on MTV, and I was wondering if we can get, you know, some more New York listeners.
No, you can't get Don and Mike T-shirts, but I'd be happy to tell you the next time Crap plays, pick up the wonderful Crap World Tour T-shirt. Available
on
every single gig that we do.
I got mine.
Every single gig.
You know what?
Gig.
Now you really have stepped over the line.
Come on, I'm a roster listener. I don't care why.
Yeah,
craft
t-shirts available at every venue.
Now you have done the un.